Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
All right, before my confession, we need a little audio. This was C.J. Stroud. Asked about Woody Marks.
Yeah, he's super Atlanta. If you can put somebody in a bucket of, like, what Atlanta looks like, I'd say it'd be Woody. That was the first thing, because I have a lot of friends from Georgia, from the Atlanta area, and he's, like, super, super that way. But, yeah, he's just quiet to himself, but plays really good ball.
So Super Atlanta, I didn't know was a thing. Did y'all know that was a term?
Oh yeah, real Atlanta. Yeah, Atlanta. Yeah. Atlanta folks, they show up in a very particular way.
I ain't think it was a term. Super Atlanta means something. I look at CJ Stroud. He's super Cali.
Well, yeah, that's the Cali in it, right? Yeah. Describing, like, I wouldn't have been surprised if he was like, yeah, he's hella Atlanta. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I would have. That's what I kind of heard it.
But I actually looked it up. That's part one of my confession.
You thought it was a term, Super Atlanta?
It is.
I don't think it is.
According to Google and AI.
Don't upset me right now, bro.
Super Atlanta.
Don't even upset me right now.
Okay, you want to know what Super Atlanta is according to Google and AI?
Yeah, what they say it is.
And this is the second part of my confession. To be Super Atlanta, which apparently is a thing, you are all about trap music, lemon pepper wings, strip clubs, and iced out grills.
Somewhat, yeah.
All right, Grandpa.
All right, so.
Grandpa.
Okay. Well, I'm not
need
really.
Need to lay off the AI, Grandpa.
No. Agreed. Look, I don't doubt Google. Maybe AI sometimes I doubt.
Hey, that,
I don't doubt Google.
That sounds like Houston, to be honest.
That's my confession. I said, that's Houston. That's exactly my confession. Like, what are we doing?
Well.
Super Atlanta, trap music, lemon pepper wings, strip clubs, and iced out grills. What are we talking about?
That's
my confession.
And see, that's why I say Super Atlanta ain't a real term. That's there's no definition.
I encourage you to Google it like I did, Figgy.
That generic ass definition.
Why? Like, we're gonna pretend like that's not what he's saying when he's saying they're Super Atlanta. But even to your point, yeah, Atlanta and Houston are basically cousins.
I guess.
Yeah.
Like they do have.
You could probably put some lean in the definition for Houston or something like that.
Yeah, like they basically cousins. Like, yeah. Especially when it comes to that, you know, those things are absolutely very similar. But I imagine that when he's talking about Super Atlanta, he's like, yeah, Woody Marks love him a grill, and that's why.
Yeah.
I did find it funny, though.
It's probably the music. He probably loved Migos. Mm-hmm. He probably Gucci. Mm-hmm. Just that type of stuff, like Atlanta type stuff.
Yeah, maybe.
I do love that this the question was, what do you think about how Woody has grown?
And he just and said CJ super was like, Atlanta.
I need you to understand.
Yeah, he's super Atlanta.
From Atlanta.
If you can, like, put somebody in a bucket of, like, what Atlanta looks like, I'll say it'd be Woody.
Mm-hmm.
That just makes me want to get to know Woody Marks.
I didn't even look at him like, man, he's super Atlanta.
Look, I'm showing you my Google search.
Okay. And I don't want to encourage this 832, mm-hmm. but I do want to see the result. This is where my morals and my curiosity diverge.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said Google Super Houston to see. See what it says, but I don't want you to do that. But I know
it, Lopez.
Now that I said
I'm
it,
doing
will.
It right now. Yeah. What do you mean? What are you talking about?
I know. That's why I shouldn't have said it. But my curiosity got the best of me. And you know what they say about curiosity.
Yeah. Is it going to have drank on there?
it does have slabs. It did have slabs.
Slabs, okay.
Yeah. Of course.
Yeah.
All right. Let's move this thing along. I don't understand what your mans is on about, Lopez. And when I say your mans.
Who's that?
I actually want to know if you can guess who I'm talking about when I say your mans.
Okay. Well, you don't know what he's about. I'm going to say.
What he's on about. What his angle is. What his gimmick is.
Johnny Manziel?
It is not Johnny Manziel. Good guess. Nick Wright. Nick Wright.
Okay.
First things first on FS1. He made an appearance on Dan Le Batard's show where he espoused this thought, and obviously his own podcast, What's Right, with Nick Wright, where he said, and I'll quote just a portion of his kind of thought process, "Why do we have to pretend what is obviously true is not? The all-time legendary player who sadly gets tight in his biggest spots and plays worst in his biggest moments. For some reason with Lamar, we have to pretend it's not happening." I don't understand what he's trying to do.
I'm going to say, who is he around?
Mm-hmm.
He is talking about Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
And basically his point is...
He chokes.
Lamar chokes.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that feels so ahistorical from what we are actually seeing. Like, mm-hmm. I understand we're doing the quarterback wins thing of, well, you know, Lamar Jackson's Baltimore Ravens keep, you know, bowing out in the playoffs in ridiculous ways. And that I will not cop. I will not lie about. Like, I will agree. That is absolutely a thing that keeps happening.
Mm-hmm.
What is he trying to do here? Like, he's making it seem like Lamar himself is the reason why as if like Zay Flowers is not dropping the football or putting the ball on the ground in one game, which I believe was that not against his Kansas City? No, that was against the Bills, and then against his Kansas City Chiefs. Like, he ain't see Lamar Jackson carry them to a place where they could contend, and then Mark Andrews has one of the worst days of his career. Like, why are we have to? What is he on?
Are we familiar with Nick Wright and one Patrick Mahomes? Everything always comes back.
Oh, this is just protecting Patrick Mahomes
this
for you?
Is all
it's a Chiefs thing.
About, yep. Let me tell you why Patrick Mahomes is the greatest thing since sliced bread. No, that's what he's doing.
I feel like a lot of people criticize Lamar Jackson, though. I don't think there's an
element of truth to that, too. Not truth to that, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think people, like, trying not to bring it up, like, I feel like people have been bringing it up way too much, to be honest.
No, well, they're bringing it up.
They bring it up now, which is fair, but I feel like people have been bringing that up for a couple years now.
Yeah. And it's the playoffs. You know, it's the playoffs. It's that people are bringing it up, and he's protecting his man.
Yeah, I feel like he finally starting to get some respect as a damn quarterback because people kept bringing up how he ain't going to last and his type of play. I feel like that was just a couple years ago. Yeah.
And I know that there's some people that won't view it this way. I have quite a lot of respect for Nick Wright. I think he generally comes from
best.
Like a really good, logical place. This is one of those where I was like, where? What?
Yeah.
How did you get here with that one?
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So last night I ended up going to the Texans fan council meeting.
Oh, I saw a couple of your tweets.
Yeah, so I was there. And last night I kind of got there. I got there right on time, which could be considered late
for
some. So I got there. directly at like 6 o'clock, 6:01. Mm-hmm. So everybody was sitting down. So I got the last seat in the last row.
Okay.
And so they just started off, music started playing and all that stuff. Mark Vandermeer emceeing it. And I text y'all a picture. Y'all probably like, why the hell did you text me this picture?
Mm-hmm. I don't even remember seeing this
I'm
picture.
Sitting there and I see somebody in a Jake Hansen jersey, like full blown uniform. He had the little cap.
Oh, I did see that.
The cleats. Mm-hmm. He had the towel on the back of his pants. He looked like a straight up player.
And he told me that's not Jake Hansen.
I got to confess, I thought that was Jake Hansen the whole time. I'm thinking like, maybe they called him up from practice or something like that. And he just thinking, maybe he going to talk or something like that.
He's relatively, I mean.
He looks just a little smaller than Jake Hansen.
Just athletic enough. Yeah.
My first thought, because I'm just seeing the back of him. I'm not seeing the front. He got the helmet right there. Yeah. And just everything. Look, just like he just stepped off.
The NFL towel.
Yeah. So I'm sitting there. I'm like, what is he doing here? And so they go on. They doing the presentations and all that stuff. And get towards the end. And like, all right, Q&A, we're going to wrap it up and then leave. And I'm thinking like, is he here the whole time? Is he just hanging out with us? And I'm like, what in the world? And it wasn't to the very end where I'm like, this is a random fan right here, man. I wish I knew the guy's name. He's a good dude.
It's convincing.
I thought that was Jake Hansen, man. I'm thinking like, what is he doing here? And staying here the whole, he was there for like 2 hours. I'm like, bro, don't you got practice tomorrow? Yeah.
I don't know how to feel about someone who is willing to go with the full get up. And
that
not just
full,
the,
that
not,
full.
Yeah, the full get up.
The towel. Yeah. But the way he had the towel in the back of his pants hanging down.
Oh, I'm not even done. Because like, I get the people that get in the full get up, right? Like, I understand. You're a big fan of your team. Not at a game. And for a depth linebacker, like that's the thing that I'm like, I need to understand how you came to your decision.
That's the part that fooled me. Now, if it was Henry Toa Toa,
you would say,
I'm like,
okay
that's not him. But Jake, I'm like, dang, that could have been Jake Hansen. Like, it wouldn't have surprised me if it was.
Is that why he did it? Like, he was like, the player that I look most like. I'm just gonna go all in.
I have no clue.
He had the skull cap on.
Like, has he been doing this for his tenure as a Houston Texas fan? Like, does every year does he go, who is the Texan that I look most like so I can be convincing when I walk around
and
wearing these pads?
Don't you look at those people? Yes, I said those people just a little bit differently.
Oh, well, yes.
Kind of like the guy that's going around looking like a Timu CJ Shroud.
Yeah.
He's like, brother, you going to keep rolling with this?
I appreciate your fandom, but that's a little.
Yeah, like I'm very judgmental, so I recognize that. But yes, absolutely, I'm judging. I do wonder though, because look, he does look like he could kind of be Jake Hansen, but I wonder if he has the size.
He looked like a practice squad person right there.
Yeah. The question, like, he looks like if FX was doing a Houston Texans TV show,
the ball
and they were looking for Jake. But I also wonder, and of course, I am like you, only seeing this image from the back, just a little
That's
bit.
That's all I saw the whole time until the very end.
Does he not look like he might need to be wearing a Braxton Berrios jersey, though? Like, I feel like that might
probably get
a
away
bit
with
close.
That.
Yeah, I feel like you might be able to go to HEB and sell somebody on the idea that you're Braxton Berrios.
Yeah, he could definitely get in the club like, hey, I'm Jake Hansen. He could definitely get in the
club. I mean,
club
I'm
for
wearing
free
the
for
uniform.
That.
Well,
I just left practice.
Could you get in the club by being Jake Hansen?
Yeah.
Like, does the bouncer know Jake Hansen? Does he know the depth chart well enough to be like, oh, that's a Houston Texan?
Well, because he's wearing the uniform, says it right on his back.
It depends.
Ain't no way.
It depends what club.
Yeah.
Ain't no way they letting you walk in a club just wearing your Texans uniform. I feel like, look, man, didn't J.J. Watt tell us a story about the club? Now, of course, this was early on. Not letting Andre Johnson in his best?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't imagine they letting you, even Andre Johnson in his jersey.
He could probably fool a lot of fans, too. Like, hey, Jake Hansen, Houston Texans.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, you get a picture?
Unbelievable. Somebody said there are guys that go to the game fully dressed as players thinking that, and I think one is dressed as Henry Toa Toa.
Okay.
All right.
It. Yeah. It was a guy, I forgot his name. I think they used to call him Coach. Mm-hmm. I want to say he used to be out in the tailgate scene, but he used to dress like, who was it, Lovie Smith? I think it was Lovie.
Yeah.
He used to have the headset and the beard and all that.
I kind of like that.
I just feel like if you want.
I thought that was funny.
Yeah. It just feels like if you want to aspire to dress up like somebody, I feel like you aim for somebody that the NFL would use in promotional material. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, that's how my brain works. I could be wrong. I could be different. You know what I mean? But, hey.
I sat there the whole time like, what is he doing here?
What are they
here?
Calling him up?
It wasn't even like a, ooh, a player. It was just like, what is he doing here? And then he was kind of pointing a little bit. Looked like he was really into it. I'm like, what do he care about this?
Jake Hansen, he's about the people. He's about the fans. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. A very interesting edition of Lunchtime Confessions here on this Thursday. All right, coming up next, let's get to some buy or sell. Are you buying what these folks in sports are trying to sell you? 713-572-4610 is the number to text, and we'll do that next. I might be a little slow to this. This is the buy or sell music, is it not? Like this,
I guess so.
You use this every time, don't you?
I do, yeah.
Yeah, so you know what time it is. On a Thursday, 1240, let's do a little buy or sell. Are you buying what these folks in sports are trying to sell you? 713-572-4610. Text in.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.